The streetcar in Boise started in 1891 actually is when they incorporated, and in 1892 is when they started the line that went through Boise. And then by 1904, a lot of businessmen began to realize that it would be a great thing to connect the communities throughout Ada and Canyon County, and that is when what was called the interurban actually was started.
And so they stretched all through the valley.
They did. Of course, the first route that was completed was the one that went to Caldwell. So when you're traveling along State Street and Highway 44 and going through Star and Eagle and out to Middleton and then to Caldwell, you're actually following some of that original route of, it was called the Boisean Interurban Railway.
What was the average fare for a streetcar ride?
Well, the average fare was a nickel for routes within the city. But of course, if you were traveling from here to Caldwell, it would go up incrementally. And at one time, it would cost about $1.15 to make that ride.
Boise Mayor David Beter has been a proponent of bringing a trolley back to downtown Boise. And I know your company, TAG Historical Research and Consulting, did some consulting work for the city. Did any of that factor into the book?
No, actually it did not. I have been interested in the electric railway for years and years, going back to probably the late 1980s, and was always intrigued with the history of the streetcar system. And with our work, we often look at historic neighborhoods and the layout of the city. And the streetcar came into play in many projects and work that we had done prior to that. And so that's where my interest came from.
Why did the trolley system eventually shut down? What killed the trolley?
Well, it's a pretty well-known fact that it was the automobile. Once the automobile became popular and economical and was fairly inexpensive for folks to buy, that really did have an impact on the street railway throughout the country. The other thing that had an impact is that this system was backed by private money. So you had a lot of investors from the local area as well as investors from the east. And it didn't really ever pay. Passenger fares did not really pay to keep the system going. In our area, it was actually the freight that helped to pay for the system. You had a series of dairies and orchards and farms throughout the Treasure Valley that used the interurban to get their freight from one place to another. And that's actually where a lot of the income came from. So the fact that it was very popular for over 40 years and allowed people to get from one end of the county to another county was great. But unfortunately, it really never did pay for itself.
What do you want people to take away from the book?
I think I want people to not only recall a system that provided a convenient form of transportation, but also to look at how many people were actually employed by the interurban system. It was fascinating to me, as we've been doing research over the years, to discover that at one point there were probably about 250 people who worked for the different electric railway systems. For me, I want people to think about what it meant to the community as far as economics, what it meant to the community as far as being able to get to one point to another, and just realize that, you know, what we have today has been built on what we had in the past.